Okay, welcome everybody. I'm Amanda Blake from Embrite. I'm really happy to be here with you for the 2017 Body Equals Brain kickoff call. And I'm really thrilled to have many new faces in the program, as well as many, I don't want to say old faces, but veterans, people who've been through before and who are here back to deepen and enrich the learning for all of us. So here's what we're going to be doing today. I'm going to take you through a walkthrough of the program. And really the purpose of today's call is for all of us to get oriented to what we're doing together and how we can learn well together. And we're going to go through some of the technology. We're going to go through the content and the logistics of the course. And then we're going to spend some time doing introductions and meeting and getting to know one another a bit. So let me go ahead and share with you the slides that you also have access to in the session zero. What do we call it? The session zero. Oh, what just happened? There we go. Y'all should be able to see these slides now. Yes? Nod your head if yes. Okay, good. There we go. My screen got a little funky there, so I'm going to do a little technology fix. So, bear with me through the technology. Thank you. So here's what we're doing together as we gather here on our first call. As I said, content orientation, logistics orientation, and some introductions. And the first person that I want to introduce you to, who many of you have already met, is Janine Haberlin. She is our technology whiz and director of operations, really director of awesome is what I like to call her. She keeps the wheels on the bus, and she is your first point of contact for any and all technology questions, logistics questions, I need help accessing the materials questions. All of those kinds of questions, please send them to Janine. She's very, very capable in that whole domain. And she knows Embrite inside and out. So very, so grateful to have her as part of the team. So Janine, I'm going to take you off mute so you can say a few things about yourself, where you're from, say hi to everybody you've already had a chance to exchange emails with, all of that.
I'm struggling with the Wheels on the Bus theme song in my head now. So thank you. So hi, Mandy gave me a great introduction. My name is Janine. I live in New York State, about an hour north of New York City. I live here with my two girls, and I work for women-owned businesses that have a mission, and that mission is to change the world. So that's how Mandy and I met. And hi to some of you that I've spoken to before, and I'm sure I will be talking to most of you at another time. And if you need me, I'm here to help. Just let me know.
Thanks, Janine.
No problem.
Couple other people on the team that I want to introduce you to. So in addition to Janine, we have Juliet Bradley, who, Juliet, I don't know if you're here on the call today. Not yet. So I wasn't sure if Juliet was going to dial in today. Juliet is a senior student. She has been through this program every single time it's been run. In fact, I'm not even sure that this slide is up to date with her actual information of how many times she's been through this program, because we've run it more than seven times, but she's been through it every time. She shows up on the Facebook group quite a bit and posts things there, has comments to share there. Please listen when Juliet speaks. She is here to help guide you as much as she is here to for her own learning. And she travels a lot, and I know during this session of the course she has a lot of travel on her plate, so she'll be with us some of the time, not all of the time, but she will be with us when she can. So I want you to know a little bit about Juliet. Long history of body-oriented practice and learning, and really in the last 10 or 15 years has moved that into somatic coaching and gotten really deep into the body equals brain material. And then the other person that I want you to meet who is not with us today, but who will say hello next week, is Luann Barnt. And Luann, similarly, has been through Body Equals Brain many, many times. In this photo that you see, she's the one on the right. The reason that she's not with us today is because she is on a dive at the National Aquarium, where she is a volunteer diver. And she will be with us next week and be able to say hi to you all in person. Luann is the community manager on our Facebook page. And so for those of you who choose to participate in that part of the course, it's an optional addition to the course. If you choose to participate there, please pay attention to what Juliet and Luann are sharing and saying and have to offer you there. And, you know, keep a special eye out for what each of them have to say. So the other thing to know about Luann, and she'll probably say more about this next week when she says hi, is that she is doing her doctoral research on the experience of integrating the body and learning, and the way that she's going about that is doing studies with and interviews with people who have taken Body Equals Brain multiple times. And she's conducted all of those interviews now and is in the process of collating her research and discovering what Body Equals Brain alumni have to say about the role of the body in learning. So I, for one, am really, really eager to see the results of her research. That'll be coming out hopefully in the next year or so. So that's Luann. So that's the team. And I'll say a little bit more about myself in a little bit. But I want to also introduce you to the course environment and what we're dealing with in terms of the technology here. So a couple things for you to know. If you, I'm going to speak for all of you who are not yet familiar with this Zoom technology. So I know that some of you are, and that's great. You can perhaps help others who are not. If you mouse over towards the bottom of your screen, you will see a place where you can either mute or unmute your audio. You can also, if you click on the arrow there, change your audio from either listening through the computer to listening and participating by phone. So if ever you can't be in front of a computer for our conversation, there are dial-in numbers and you can just dial in directly and participate by phone. That's totally awesome too. Or if it is, you know, 2 a.m. and you don't feel like being on screen from Asia, that's all good too. Same thing right there, you can stop and start your video. If you have to jump up out of the room to go answer the door because there's someone there or whatever, you may just want to stop your video. That can be helpful. You can see the whole list of participants if you click on Manage Participants. And as well, if you click on Manage Participants, you will see at the bottom of that spot, so there's a big red arrow here, you'll see a place where you can raise your hand. So there will be places where I'm asking you throughout the program to bring in your comments or your questions or whatever you might have. Go ahead and raise your hand now so that I can see that you all are following along and able to use that technology. Okay, I suspect that many of you can raise your hand like this, but yes, that's what I want to see is press the button so I can see that you've got the technology. Cool. Good for those of you who have got it, for those of you who are still looking for it. Go ahead and find that. Now, if some of you are just dialed in by phone, you raise your hand by pressing star nine. And then if you want to lower your hand, you can also, again, press *9. Similarly, if you're dialing in by phone and you need to mute or unmute, that's *6. So *9 to raise or lower your hand, *6 to mute or unmute, okay? The other thing is a couple things more about the bottom bar here. So you can also see there's an opportunity to chat. I see that there's some information in there in the chat. That's great. I'm not going to be paying a lot of close attention to that until we have moments that are specific to Q&A. So feel free to chat with each other in the chat box, but what I don't want to do is get my presence with you really distracted by, oh, let me read this now and all of that. So in general, if there's something urgent that you need to get my attention, like we can't hear you, wave your hand or raise your hand so that I can see that there's something that needs responding to. Okay. I will check the chat box from time to time, but I'm not going to try and pay attention to that while also being here present with you. Okay. And then finally, up in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, you have the option to expand or collapse your screen, however big or small you want it to be. And you can also click on this link that says speaker view or gallery view. It's not a link, it's an icon. And so you can do that now and see how that changes your view. If you find it less distracting to have one person at a time on screen, you can click speaker view and you'll just see a handful of people and the person who's speaking. If you prefer to see all the participants and feel like we're all in a room together, then gallery view is the way to go. And I think you can see up to 25 people on your screen at one time, and then it'll give you a way to the right or to the left to kind of navigate between the screens. We do have a pretty large group this time, so you'll be in a room with lots of people, hopefully most of the time. Okay, any questions about the technology? Now is a chance to raise your hand. I see heads nodding no, and I don't see any hands going up. So good, let's carry on and talk about the course itself. So I want to take you through the roadmap for our content. What are we going to be doing together as we work together? There are 6 months and 6 primary modules of the course. And inside of each of those modules, we're going to be diving deep on specific topics. And the first one that we start with this month is the wisdom of the body. This month, we're going to be spending a lot of time focused on anatomy and the anatomy of the nervous system. For some of you, it might feel like, oh my gosh, I'm back in, you know, high school biology 101. This is a really important review and a really important foundation for understanding the intelligence that lives in our tissues. And so we're going to go through the role of the nervous system in different parts of the body. It'll be a little bit technical, it'll be a little bit theoretical. On our calls, we'll start to make that more applied. But in the beginning, we will be deliberately more technical and theoretical, laying some groundwork for the work we do later in the course around how do we really facilitate change for ourselves and others. Okay, so that's the first part of the course. The wisdom of the body will be focused on anatomy. The second month of the course, how you become who you are. This is the piece on psychobiological learning. And what we're going to be looking at once we understand kind of the physiological intelligence of the body, we're going to learn how that physiological intelligence learns. How our physical and physiological, our anatomical intelligence learns, and in particular, how we learn the emotional patterns and the social relatedness patterns that make us who we are. So we're going to be looking at psychobiological learning in the second month of the course. I get really excited about this part of the program because this is where a lot of big ahas, like, wow, really, it really works that way. This is where a lot of those things come through. And then in the third month, we're going to be talking about how we change. Okay, so we'll talk through the 6 elements of neuroplasticity. They're listed here on the bottom. How we change. These are some of the things that as facilitators of change, whether you're an educator or a yoga teacher or a coach or a therapist. These are some of the things that are going to be really important to bear in mind about how you organize towards facilitating change for your clients, your students, whomever it is that you work with. So those are the first 3 months of the program. Those tend to be a little bit more theoretical. We will absolutely bring it to application on the calls. But I want to just give you, especially for those of you who are new to the course, the heads up that this is the part where we're doing the really heavy science part. And then we stay with the science all through the program. But in the second half of the course, we start looking at how do you leverage the intelligence of the body to facilitate behavior change. And we'll start to talk in month 4 about organizing around a particular purpose and taking action towards it, which requires decision making, it requires intuition, it requires a certain kind of self-awareness. And we'll learn about the difference between embodied and conceptual self-awareness, why both are absolutely critical to our self-understanding, and how we can leverage both to take committed action towards what's most important to us in life. The 5th month of the course, we're going to get into questions of resilience, centering how do you develop the courage to take a stand when somebody is pressing you or challenging you, or just when life is pressing and challenging, right? So we'll look at resilience and the courage to take a stand and to take committed action in that 5th month of the course. And then in the 6th month of the course, we'll get into some of the more relational aspects of what, of how our body, what we'll come to understand as our social and emotional sense organ. We'll look at how our body is involved in relationships, in conversation, in empathetic connection with one another, in coordinating action. And for those of you who work with leaders in questions of delegation and negotiation and conflict resolution, which is something that we all need. So that's the basic overview of the course. We have a map, which I'll send you, which was created by a student a few years ago, Britta Heinzen. We keep meaning to recreate this map, but this is the whole course on a page. Right? This is all of what you're going to be learning and sort of the map. So we'll be sure to get you a copy of this so that you always have a one-page roadmap and you know where we are in the program. Okay. Any questions on that? Again, raise your hand. And the way you can do that, I'm going to flip back to that slide. The way you can do that is to click on Manage Participants Participants or whatever you see down here in your lower bar, and then to click on raise hand. So if there's any questions or comments about that, I'd love to take them now. I don't see any coming in. And again, if you're on the phone only, it's *9 to raise your hand. Good. So just show of hands on screen. You don't need to click the button for this, but just raise your hand if you had a chance to listen to the On Science recording. Raise your physical hand in the world so I can see, like, great, a lot of you had a chance to listen to that. If you have not had a chance to listen to that, I do encourage you to go back and listen to that after our call today. It's really important groundwork for what we're going to be doing together. And again, it's part of why I want to have this orientation call, this kickoff call, so that we are all coming at the science from a scientifically literate standpoint. I also highly recommend to you in the supplemental materials, there's a link to a really fantastic and funny 20 minutes of John Oliver. Those of you in the United States will probably be familiar with John Oliver, talking about why we can't always trust what science says in the media, right? So I want to make sure that as we go into this very scientifically based course, we're all thinking about what science can and can't tell us in intelligent ways, okay? So I think one of the biggest myths is that we think that because it's science, it's true. And that is not necessarily so. Science is one of the ways of understanding the world about us. It's a very powerful way. It's a very robust way. It's a very, very reliable way. But because we, especially in the realm of neuroscience, which is really such a, it's not a new science, but we're dealing with now such new tools that give us more information than we've ever had before. That aspect of that branch of science is really in its infancy, which means there are sort of an explosion of new studies, but often on very small populations of people, or those studies haven't necessarily been repeated enough times for us to know that, yes, this holds true across a lot of people or broad populations or various different sort of different experimental designs. Right. So we want to just bear in mind that everything that I'm sharing with you in this course is subject to revision. And in fact, not in this next session that we'll do next week, but in the one a bit after, I'm going to call to your attention. There's some things that I say on the recording that there's new information about and that we're going to need to revise our understandings. And so, we'll see that as we go throughout the course, and I want you to really hold everything that I'm sharing with you as our best understanding to date, right? The beauty of science is that it's testable, it's repeatable, it's measurable, it gives us very robust results after things have been sort of vetted many times. And the beauty of it is that it's always open to revision. And so we do not have the last word here. What I'm trying to do in this program is, you know, my research has secondary research, right? Not direct research, but as I've read through the literature, I've read through probably more than 25 different scientific disciplines to kind of triangulate towards some common understandings. And when we see similar kinds of ahas, conclusions, results of scientific experiments coming out of neuroendocrinology and neurogastroenterology and psychoneuroimmunology and all of these different sort of micro branches of science, and we can start to triangulate amongst them and go, that points to this bigger story, right? That points to this bigger story that is emerging around what it means to be human. And it's that bigger story that I really, really want to encourage you to listen for, especially if you're new to the program. Really listen for, you know, I'm going to share a lot of details with you, but really listen for what's the big idea here? And in every single recording I will share with you towards the end of the recording, this is the big idea. But I want you to also, I want to invite you to listen for, from your perspective, what's the big idea, right? As you listen to all of these details, how does that add up or stack up to an understanding of the relationship between body and brain and behavior as it relates to what you care about, to why you're here in the course, to the learning objectives that you sent me in the last, most of you in the last week or so, right? So. I'm going to say a few things about orienting to the course, but I want to just hear from a couple of alumni here. If you could raise your hand and maybe say a few words about what either something someone told you as you were coming into the course or something you wish someone told you about how to orient well to the learning in this program. So I'll start with Robin. What have you got to say?
Can you hear me? Am I unmuted?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, great. When I was introduced to the course by my coach, I had had a brain injury. And so her suggestion was just listen. Don't take it too seriously because there's a lot of information. And I would say that, and I'm a repeat, I think this is my fourth time. As I've healed and as I've grown somatically, I listen differently each time. So, and I would say the conversations are really important because people do bring information from the different experiences and the different levels of experience, which makes it so much richer than just me reading through the slides or me just listening.
Great. Okay, thank you. Michelle, let me give you the mic here. There we go. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Mandy. Thanks. Hi, everybody. I'm experimenting with sitting in my garden, so I'm sorry if that's distracting. I'm trying to figure out whether I can be in the Portland sunshine. I would say something really similar, which is, this is my third time in the course. The first time that I took it was actually an early beta test. And so my first and second time were really different. And what I was wowed by last time I took the course last year is how much I learned from being present with other participants. There's an enormous amount of information and you will never take it all in. So listening for the big picture and really taking away from the conversation in each class what relates to your own practice, I think, has been really important for me.
That's great. Thank you, Michelle. And one of the things that I want to suggest or offer to people is, hang on a minute. There we go. Sorry, technology nonsense. One of the things that I want to suggest is those learning objectives that you sent, really hold those close to your heart, close to your chest, close to your mind as we go through this program. On most sessions, I will usually remember to ask you to bring those to mind as we start out the hour. And so this is, there, as Michelle said, there's a lot of information in the course. The point is not for you to absorb every speck of information, okay? This is not school, you're not being graded. The point is for you to take all that information and let it impact you, like let the bigger story impact you in ways that serve your learning objectives. And that's why I had each of you name very specific learning objectives for this program. You may find that those morph and change over time, which is totally fine, totally cool. Keep those close alongside you as you're learning. Cool, thanks, Michelle. I am going to ask Juliet. Hi, Juliet. I introduced you earlier, and I would love to hear what you have to say here, advice for incoming students, as well as just please say hi to people. I think you weren't on earlier when I was introducing you as our senior student. And if you were and I missed it, I apologize, but say hi.
Hi, you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was on. I was having a little technical difficulty and my video wasn't on, but I didn't know how to get your attention. But you did a very good job introducing me. And the reason that I keep coming back and listening to the course is that the practice and the commitment needed for me to change or for any of my clients to change how we are show up and how we act in the world is difficult. It takes a lot of commitment. It just takes staying on it. And the body equals brain gives me the for sake of what? Like, why do I need to meditate? Oh, if I don't meditate, I'm simply not going to ever be able to control my attention. Got it. So it's just a really helpful thing to know, okay, why do I need to do this? Oh, yeah, got it. If I don't do this, then I am not going to lead the life I want to lead. And it's just a really helpful kind of gentle kind of reminder, like, hello, remember, this is why you need to do your practices. And this is why, and this is a great way to encourage clients as well. So.
Cool. Cool. Thank you, Julie. And let's hear from Sarah as well. Any advice to incoming students?
I would say that I took it twice in 2013. I was looking at my emails and I found myself using the material over the years. So just recently I was developing a presentation. I went back and I listened to a couple of the of the presentations again. I looked at the slides for the big idea. And so what I would say is that it's so good to have your own resource, like as you're going through the course, to make sure that you save things onto your computer so you can access it again, because you will want to revisit it, because there's no way you can catch all of it the first time. And if I would say anything, I'd say be comfortable with the idea that you won't catch it, but you'll catch what you need in order to take the next step. And so as you can see, there's so many repeaters on here. We all obviously got something and we're very comfortable going in again. I never watch movies again. I don't read books, but this is the one thing I repeat. So I really appreciate it.
Sarah, I love what you said. You just relax. You won't catch it all, but you will catch what you need.
Yeah.
And I think that if you could just let that be your mantra, you will catch what you need. And there's, let it change you. Mm-hmm. Let it impact you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
And Juliet.
You're welcome. Marvelous. So, good. Let's hold there and keep moving on. So, this has all been said now, right? Listen for the bigger story. Stay connected to your reason for being here. Don't try to capture it all. And especially, please, as much as you can, drop your good student baggage. Drop your, I want to get an A+ here, because that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is all of us together shifting our own paradigm and by extension, shifting the paradigm of the people that we work with to develop from an understanding of the human body as a mechanical sort of organismic thing to our vehicle for life and our vehicle for expression and our vehicle for creation and for making change in the world in the ways that we most wish to see positive change. And as we shift that paradigm and let ourselves be transformed by this learning, I think, you know, as I said, like, let it just impact you. Let the story impact you and get really curious about what's going on here. What don't we understand and what don't we know yet? And in that vein, I want to really invite all of you to orient to me, not necessarily in the way that we are accustomed to orienting to teachers in our world, right? Which is sometimes to put them on a particular kind of a pedestal, or, oh, that person knows so much more than me, or here's the deal, like in this particular narrow part of life, I'm maybe further down the path than you, but I am a learner too. And consider me the convener of this community, the lead learner, if you will, and orient to me that way as somebody who is equally curious and fascinated and eager to use what we are all exploring together here to make a difference in the lives of the people that I know and that I work with. So that is my invitation to you. And with that said, let me say a couple of words about myself and how I even came to be doing this. And for those of you who are meeting me for the first time, so I wrote about this a little bit on the page describing the course. When I was little, like 2.5 years old, my mother, who taught childbirth classes, was pregnant with my brother, and she bought a book that had images of fetal growth and explained the whole process of sex and childbirth and all of that. And I was just absolutely fascinated. I was like, wow, all of this is going to make me a little brother, you know? And so I became very fascinated with the human body. And my grandfather was a doctor. And so I grew up in a family of not just my grandfather, but several other medical professionals of various stripes in my family. I grew up with this real fascination with the human body. And at the same time, as a little kid, a few of you may remember the book that stands out in my mind most in this vein is a book called TA for Tots, Transactional Analysis for Tots. You know, I was reading about psychology when I was like, you know, 3 or 4 or 5. I was interested in that stuff. And then I grew up as an athlete. I was an internationally competitive synchronized swimmer. And so from that standpoint, I got a lot of learning and training in like how the, you know, just sort of like physical, mechanical, body mechanics kind of thing, as well as nutrition. And I went into college at Stanford thinking that I was going to go into sports medicine. That's what I thought I would do. But I always had this love of psychology, and I remember sitting in a class when I was in college and having them, whoever it was who was teaching the class, present the concept of adult development. And as an 18 or 19 year old, I was fascinated. I was like, wow, really? You mean it's not like you just get out of college and then you're just an adult, right? Like there's all this change and development and growth that goes on. And I was completely captivated by that idea. So in college, I studied the intersection. My degree is in human biology, but it's a very unusual program. I studied the intersection of biology and psychology. And this program, the human biology program at Stanford, the idea behind it is you can only understand human beings by looking at them through both the natural and the social sciences lens. And so I looked at that on the individual level, biology and psychology. And then I also got to learn about that on a community level. So I also studied anthropology and ecology, and basically how culture and nature also shape our biology and shape our communities. And so we will encounter some of that learning in this course, how it is that we are literally biologically shaped by the cultures that we grow up in and by the communities that we grow up in, and then what impact or implications that has for the behaviors or actions that we might take in our lives and in the world. So that was a weird degree to graduate with, and nobody really had a job for me. And I did a lot of different things for a long time. Largely working in education. I worked in education with high school students. I worked in outdoor education. I ultimately wound up working in business education at a software company for a number of years, and eventually found my way into coaching, executive coaching, and along that path, came to study at a place called Strozzi Institute, which many of you have heard of and some of you have studied there. It is one of the leading places that is bringing body-oriented work to bear on questions of leadership development. So I studied there, I taught there, went very, very in-depth with that methodology, because when I arrived there, all of a sudden, I was at home, right? This intersection of biology and psychology that had interested me all of my life, all of a sudden had very explicit, specific application. So having said all that, I realized, normally I start all our calls with some sort of embodied practice, and we haven't done that yet. So let's do some of that together now. So what I want to invite you to do is start just by wiggling your fingers. And I want to also say, as you bring more attention and aliveness into your fingers and let that travel perhaps up your forearms as you wiggle your fingers, take a deep breath, let your shoulders relax, let sensation move into your arms more and more as you wiggle your fingers. Now, some people may have less access to wiggling their fingers than others. Maybe you have arthritis. Maybe you suffered an accident at a point in time and you're missing some fingers. So we don't all have the same bodies. We don't all have the same bodies. And what I invite you to do all throughout this program is whenever I suggest something that you do something with or inside of your body, that you find a way to make that work inside your body. Find a way to make that work inside your body. So all I'm asking you to do as you wiggle your fingers, maybe you've stopped or maybe you're still continuing, is to bring more attention to the life that happens here. And let that attention flow up your arms, into your shoulders, into your heart, so that you feel more of your sensation. Feel more of your sensation across your chest, across your back. And what I notice is that some of you taking that invitation into make it work for your body might be stretching your arms overhead or stretching your arms out to the side. So find your way of moving that brings more attention into your chest and your upper back, between your shoulders and your ribs. Let your breath drop into the lower third of your lungs. Now, one of the things that I'm going to challenge you with in this course, and for some of you this will be new, and for some of you this will be a review. One of the things I'm going to challenge you to do is to learn how to keep your attention inside. So all we've done here is just like wake up a little bit of sensation. Can you keep your attention on your sensation as you're in this learning process? I'm going to take you through just a little bit about the structure and the logistics of the course. That's very heady stuff. And what I want to challenge you with here is see if you can keep your attention between your shoulders and your bottom edge of your ribs as you're listening. Right? And you might want to take notes. And can you take notes and still have your attention inside your chest and your upper back, inside your lungs, inside your heart space? And just see. And by the way, if that's hard to do, that means you're a normal human being. So don't be alarmed. We're going to get a lot better at that over the coming 6 months. Okay. So a few things about structure and logistics. Every Wednesday, Janine and I will send you the audio recordings and the slides for the next segment of the program. So we'll send that out Wednesday. Sometimes we may send it out Tuesday afternoon. And along with that, we will send you the recording of the group call. So this afternoon or tomorrow, we'll send out this recording and the slides and audio that you'll need for next time. You want to set aside about an hour to listen to those. Sometimes it'll be as much as an hour and a half. So I recommend that you mark on your calendar, and you might just want to do it, you know, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, whatever time it is where you are right now. Set a time on your calendar where you're either participating in the call or you're listening to the slides and audio recordings for the next week. But whatever suits your schedule, okay? So those will come out each week. Some of you will want to do this program for CCEs, which is offered through the ICF. I want to bring up that screen and show you what that's all about. So let me see here. All right. So we should now be able to see, or in a moment or two, be able to see my browser here. And if I can get my mouse to work. So on the course page, this is your index for the program. My computer's running a little slow, so we'll see. I may not be able to show you this so easily. On the course page, you'll see two things. First is on the left-hand side here, you're going to see, you know, every single link to every single session that we're going to be going through. So our session zero link is here. And when Janine sends out the, you know, the recording of this call, session one will be highlighted. You'll be able to get to session one, listen to the next recordings and so on. If you are doing CCEUs, you're gonna want to get really familiar with this link, okay? And that will take you to a page that lets you input answers to a few questions. So we have a bunch of advice and tips you'll want to read through. But this is the important part, is filling out this form after each and every call, okay? And now realizing, I don't think I said so normally at the beginning of each call, I'll say a word. At the end of each call, I'll say a word. And you're going to want to put in that, here where I say first word and second word, you're going to want to put those words into the call. And that's one of the indicators that we have that you listened to the whole thing. The most important indicator is that you're really sharing on and reflecting your insights and what you're going to do differently as a result of participating in the call. Now, even if you don't want the credits, I really encourage you to fill this out, because what will happen is after each call, you will be sent a record of what your answers were. And that will leave you with, you know, a record of, here's my learning from the course, so that at the end of the course, you will have, you know, a dozen or more instances of, here's what I learned and here's what I'm going to do differently as a result. Okay, so I encourage you to take advantage of that, even if you're not doing it for credit. But as I said, I don't think I said the first word, did I? I did not. No, because I was not looking at my thing here. So I'll tell you now, the first word is spark. S-P-A-R-K, spark. And as alumni will tell you, I sometimes am so into what we're doing that I will also forget to tell you the second word. So you may need to remind me from time to time towards the end of the call, including this call, like, hey, Mandy, we need the second word. And then I'll go, oh, right, right, right. So help me out. But your first word today is spark, S-P-A-R-K, okay? So that's continuing education unit. And again, I encourage you to do that even if you don't need the credits. If you do need the credits, we have, I think, 35 credits, 34 and a half of which or something is core competency credits for coaches, which is really, really fantastic. We're really, really happy about that. So please take advantage of that if that's helpful to you. We're going to go back to the slide. Okay, group calls like this one. The one thing that I want you to know is please not only bring your questions, that's part of the agreements that we made, which we're going to go through again just in a moment here. Bring your questions to the call, but also really when you ask questions, focus on how can I make this call broadly useful, or this question or this comment broadly useful to everybody who's here. We have a variety of kinds of practitioners who take this program. So I don't want to shut down any questions, but what I want to encourage you to do is to, rather than thinking about, I have a specific situation that's really specific to me, and these are the specifics, and can I get some direct specific coaching from Mandy on this? That may have less value for the group as a whole than if you ask yourself, I have a specific situation, what I'm wondering about, or what are the body equals brain principles that are at play here, and how can I use those to address this situation, right? So in your questions, keep coming back to principles. That's what will help make it broadly a broadly useful question for everybody involved. And I may sometimes ask you, can you ask that question in a different way? That's more anchored in the principles that we're talking about here, okay? So our calls, this one I'm talking a lot, much more than I'll talk on any of the other calls, but our calls are really made by your contributions and by the community here. um, those of you who choose to participate in the Facebook group, we would love to have you. It's a fun place to share resources, to share your learning and your reactions to the learning, to ask questions. I like to pop in there, answer questions, and also just to get to know one another personally a little bit. So join the Facebook group if you're so inclined. And the final thing that I want to talk about in terms of structure and logistics, and before I talk about this, I just want to make a note, like, how many of you are still feeling what's happening between your shoulders and your ribs? And has your attention been drawn away from that? What's it like to, and I see a lot of smiles and giggles and laughter, you know, what's it like to try and pay attention inside where, while you're also moving through the world, thinking with your brain? Like, is that something that we can train ourselves to do, both of those things at the same time? We're going to continue playing with that. Partnerships. So many of you have already written in, raising your hand, saying, yes, I want to be part of the partnership. I want to say a few words about this process. And I also am going to want to invite a few alumni to say a few words about partners. But Janine, I see that you have something to contribute here too. So let me just check in with you. Yes.
Sorry, I just wanted to point out, if you need tech support, please don't post it on Facebook, just to send an email. It's a lot faster. So just send an email to support@embright.org. Thanks.
Yes, thank you so much for saying that. We really want to keep the Facebook group as focused on learning as possible. And, you know, no problem if you're like, you know, hey, can anybody else help me out with this? Or is anybody else having this problem? But we don't want to clutter up the Facebook, like, learning experience with a lot of technical stuff. And you will not get as fast a response there as you will if you send it to email. So thanks, right, for remembering to mention that, Janine. Okay, so partners. We put people in groups of two or three. This is a part of the program you opt into if you're interested and you know that you can commit yourself to at least 6 calls with your partner, 1 per month. So one, we have 6 main modules, 1 per module. If you are willing to make 6 hours available to work with a partner, this is, I think, a really rich part of the program for many, many people. And I know we give you a guide, so there are some suggestions for how you can work with your partner, specific questions you can explore for each module. Many partner groups choose to meet more often. That's totally welcome. There are some partner groups who have gone on to offer daily support for staying in embodied practice via text message. And I don't know, is there anyone, just looking to see who's on the call. Well, let's just say from any alumni who have been part of a partnership group in the past or who are currently, and particularly if you're in Linda's group, who I know has been making particularly good use of the partnership, she's not on today's call. I would love to hear from you. Please just, alumni, raise your hand. And if you could talk about, again, for anyone new, how to orient towards this part of the course or how to get the most out of partnering, it'd be great to hear from those of you who've done it since I haven't. Erin.
Hi, Mandy. Hang on.
Hi, so good to have you here.
It's great to be here. This is my second time through the course, and last year, Laura, who's been through the course several times, reached out to see if I wanted to be partners with her. And during the course, it was really helpful to have a chance to talk out loud about the ideas that were really blowing my mind and to practice some of the actual practices on each other, talk about something that was happening in our own routine practice or in our life, and then use the principles from the course to support one another. And then our partnership actually continued after the end of the course, and we supported each other as continuing as learning partners, but also in peer coaching. And most often continuing to use the principles and practices of the course. So it evolved into that, and we recommitted to partner again and reorient around the modules of the course, and so that's how it's worked for us.
Cool, thank you. Let's see, Wendy, I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted.
Okay. If the Linda is Linda Ford that you're speaking of, then I'm in the group with her. And we've, like Erin, we've continued since last year's course. This is my second time repeating it. And we went from meeting once a month, which we still do, to texting and supporting each other in particular commitments. So actually applying the principles and then acting as what Strozzi Institute would call a committed listener, or we call ourselves, you know, the peep pod. And we're just each other's supporters. And what's been really wonderful is to watch the traction that we're each gaining in our own commitments. By having this daily contact through texting, we're able to say, I need support here, or my commitment is beginning to shift as I deepen, as I'm able to access these deeper states. You know, the what you were talking about earlier, can we feel inside when we're performing our commitment or our daily practices, we're now able to notice, oh, when I do that, something doesn't just quite fit, or all of a sudden something's resonating in a really deep way. And 9 times out of 10, the rest of the group can feel it when it begins to gel in a really deep way for the person who's speaking about their commitment. Then we can see it, even though we're not seeing each other. There's something that we feel in our own bodies. And we now know something about why that happens, but I'm going to leave that a secret for the people who are new to the course. But it's a wonderful practice. I think it's one of the most important ones that we can do together, is this partner practice, and I'm really glad it's part of your program. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Wendy. Thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing your experience there. Linda.
Okay, now I get to figure out how to, can you hear me and see me?
I can hear you, and I'm looking for you on my screen. Sometimes it's a little hard with as many people as we have. There we go. I see you now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm new to playing with this, so I've been playing around with it till I get familiar with Zoom. But, this is my third time. How many people are repeating this time, Mandy?
Oh, I do not know the answer to that. I think it's near 30.
Really?
We have many more people in the class than you see on today's call. So, we've got, it's between 25 and 30 people repeating. And we've got, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 new students. So.
Fabulous. Yeah. Anyway, to tell you about partnering, Sarah and I are going to partner, and Sarah and I have partnered ever since we met doing the Strozzi coaching, somatic coaching workshop. Actually, Juliet, Sarah, and I did that together. And so we decided to partner again this time because it's such a lovely sense of comfort to have a partner and get to know them well, and then we often call each other and say, hey, will you coach me on this? So anyway, I encourage everyone to be in a group or a partnership.
Cool. Thank you, Linda. And it's really nice to get to see you on camera after having heard your voice often. So it's good to have you here.
Well, I'm hearing, Mandy, I'm actually being able to hear this, so.
Good. I'm really glad. I thought the video might make a difference for you.
Yeah.
So fantastic. Good. And actually, if you can adjust your camera, we can only see the right half of your face, so we'd love to see all of you. And I'm going to go ahead and mute you. And let me just see, any questions about logistics of the course, content of the course, go ahead and raise your hand if there's anything you want to ask at this point before we go into getting to know one another more. Okay. One final thing that I want to share. So all of you, with maybe just the exception of a few people, have had the opportunity to read and sign the agreements. If you haven't done that, Janine either has reached out to you or will be reaching out to you. Please be sure that you take a look at those course agreements. They're really important for creating a strong container for the learning that we're doing here. And the most important one that I want to point out is the confidentiality and sensitivity, which all of you will be familiar with from other kinds of work that you've done. And the idea here is simply that we don't share what's shared in this course, okay? For that reason, when you have the video recording, there will, Hella, I see you have a question, I'll come right back to you. When we share the video recordings, those are streaming only. You will not be able to download the videos. That's to protect people's privacy and confidentiality. You will be able to download audios, but of course, we ask that you don't ever share those. And that when you are outside of this program, that you can share very anonymously about what you're learning. So-and-so said, not using a name, but, you know, somebody in my program described an experience like this. But we don't use each other's names. We don't use client names. We don't use company names. We're not going to share any of that outside of this learning space. The other thing that I really want to point to is we're in a virtual environment, and that makes learning more, there are things that may come up for people that we might not, that we might sort of have cues about, that we don't necessarily have the same cues in a virtual environment. So I'm talking about the kinds of things where somebody might be sharing something that for them is very personal, and it might be hitting somebody else that's off screen that you can't see in a very personal way. Or it could be that somebody's sharing something that for them is very abstract, but for somebody else on the call is very personal, right? Occasionally we'll have conversations come up about addiction or abuse or other areas of life where there might be potentially triggering kinds of conversations. And because we're in a virtual environment, it's a little bit different for us to make sure that we're all taking care of one another and speaking kindly. And so I just ask you all to heighten your sensitivity and to remember that what you're talking about may have real personal resonance for somebody else on in our community, and to really be sensitive to that. So that is our most important agreement. The other thing is that, of course, we are co-creating this course. So again, this is a lot of me talking and getting us oriented and on the same page. But as we go forward, these calls are going to be driven by your questions and contributions. So please, please bring your questions and contributions. That is what makes this course the rich experience that it is. I think it's part of why people choose to return to it again and again. I already mentioned about our recordings, and of course, please, if there's anything that you want to share from this program, I encourage you to do so. Just check with me, or be sure to credit me, credit Embright, as you share things. I'd rather not have you share slides without asking me or having a conversation with me. And part of that is I want to know how this work is being used in the world. I want to know how you're impacting people. So I don't want to constrain or limit your sharing, but I want to really encourage that. But I also want to be informed and included and acknowledged for my contribution as well. So those are our agreements. And like I said, I think most of you have already put your name to those. If you haven't done so, Janine will be reaching out to you. And I do want to check and see, because it looks like, Hella, you had some question or something you wanted to share.
Yes, I'm from Germany, and English is not my mother tongue. And for the partnership, my question is there any chance, do you know if there are participants in Germany?
Yeah. That's a good question, Hella. So if we have any other German speakers will you please email support@embright.org if you would be willing to partner in German? Did I hear you correctly, Hella? It's cutting in and out, but like you're looking for maybe a partner that speaks German. Is that right?
Probably, if that's possible, or if not, in this time. But I can email to the support. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, please make that request. And if you're somebody who does speak German and would be willing to partner in German, that would be a big help to Hella. I think that would be wonderful. Same for anyone else who has, who would prefer to be partnering in French or Spanish or other languages that we might have on the line, Portuguese or Chinese, right? So check in about that. The other thing that I wanted to say about partners is we try to match people by time zone. So we're also going to do our best this time to try and make sure that alumni and new students are partnered, because we've been getting reports that when that combination tends to work really, really well for both parties, that alumni get to deepen their learning by sharing some of what they've learned. New students get to deepen their learning by learning from someone who's been in the program and pairing with someone who's been in the program before. So we're going to try as best we can to do that. Good. So I want to move us into introductions with each other. And this is going to, this is a spot where we're going to get to play with technology a little bit. So I'm going to ask you to bear with me and bear with us. What we're going to do is we're going to go into breakout groups of about 5 people. We're going to take about 10 minutes for you to get to know a few of your colleagues in the program. And the way this works is I'm going to set up the breakout groups. I'm going to unmute everybody so that you can hear each other. I'm going to pause the recording. And then the breakout groups aren't recorded anyway, but this is just so we don't have a bunch of blank space on the recording. We'll go ahead and pause the recording. And then you all will be able to spend a little bit of time getting to know each other. And I've put some suggested, questions up on the screen. How who are you, where you're from, why you here? And I'll say take, a minute or two per person. So that you have an opportunity to each just hear from each other, hear who else is here. And then we'll come back together. And as we come back together, I'm going to want to do also a little bit of a poll and maybe hear from a handful more people about who's here in the program and what y'all are looking for. Okay, so that's our next step. Coming out of the breakout groups can be a little bit bumpy sometimes. I will press a button that will flash up on your screen so that if you're looking on a screen, it'll say leave meeting, and it'll give you an opportunity to wrap things up and come back to the main room. We'll also probably have a breakout group. I think the way that it works is there's a breakout group that kind of stays put. If that happens to be you, if you're in a breakout room with me, I'm going to move you into a different room. And what that does is it keeps our main room clear so that when people start to come back in, we're not all coming back in on a breakout group that's still talking. Okay? So, are there questions about the breakout groups before I start setting all this up? We're just going to roll with it, and some of you may have done this before and had some experience doing this. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute everyone. Pause our recording first. Hold on.
Okay, we're recording again. I hope that worked well for people. I see some heads nodding that you got to connect with each other a bit. Fantastic. Okay, I know the technology is always a little like we're finding our way with it, and we'll continue to do that. here's what I'd love to do. First, I want to take a bit of a poll. So who do we have here with us? You just met some specific individuals, but I'd love to see a show of hands, both on screen and also you can go and click your raise hand button, because I think you all can see each other that way, maybe a little bit more easily. So if you are a coach, and I know we have a lot of coaches, if you're a coach who works with leaders or executives, please raise your hand on screen and or press the button so we can see who's who. And please just keep your hands raised and take a look around on your screen. These are some of the people who do similar things to you, who you may want to connect with. You might want to make note of their names. Okay. Cool. If you work, you can go ahead and put your hands down. I know some of you fit in multiple categories. If we often have people in the program who work with children in some capacity, right? So if you are an educator, or you are maybe a yoga teacher who works with kids, if you work with children in some capacity, go ahead and raise your hand. Great, Brian, Pam. I know that there are some people who work with kids who are not on today's call. So again, you know, look for whose hand is raised that might be in your same sort of sphere of influence in the world, and make note of that so you can connect together. If you teach, where do we want to go next? How about this? If you teach yoga, raise your hand. Teach yoga somewhere. So Aaron, John, Terry, maybe, isn't sure. Sophie, yeah, good. Okay, cool. So some folks who teach yoga, again, more who are not on video or not on the call, who aren't here to raise their hand. I know we have some therapists. If you're a therapist or counselor or a psychologist, raise your hand. And again, I know we have some folks who have that training who are not on the call. So I see Simon's hand up, Lori. I know we have others. I'm not going to out you if you don't want to expose yourself as a therapist. Good. What about, do we have anyone this time who teaches in the land or explores in the land of improvisational theater, applied improv? Anybody from that world this time? That's one of the, Sophie, you do. Okay, fantastic. We'd love for you to bring your expertise in. And I know we have at least somebody, at least one person who does equine guided work. So we work with horses. I don't remember who that is, but if you could raise your hand, if that's you, press *9. If you just happen to be on the phone, you know, we have at least one person who does work with horses, and I don't see her raising her hand. She may not be on this call, but keep an eye out for her. Pam Hutton asks, would love to know if anyone works with college students. If that's you, could you raise your hand? Hillary. And who else? Keep your hands up. Lori also works with college students. Great. And Brian. Great. Okay. Good. Did I miss anyone? MBSR or mindfulness training, or if you teach meditation, raise your hand for that and keep your hands up so people can see who you are. Right, that's Megan with Jean there. Amena. Amena, is that right? Okay, Amena. Brian. Good. Okay, so some mindfulness educators in here too. And again, I know we have people who aren't on the call. So keep an eye out for each other. Find who is your peer and your partner and who you want to be connecting with in this program. We're right at 12:30, so I'm going to close. I'm going to ask you to send any feedback about the technology, anything about the breakout groups, whether it worked really well for you, whether you had questions, it was bumpy. We really want to hear that. If you could send that to support@embright.org. That would be really helpful in making sure that this continues to run really smoothly, okay? And then I'm gonna take everybody off of mute right after I say the code word. Thank you, Michelle and others. I told you you were gonna have to remind me, as is often the case. So the second word today is curiosity. Curiosity, C-U-R-I-O-S-I-T-Y. C-U-R-I-O-S-I-T-Y, curiosity. We are right at time, so I'm going to take everyone off mute so we can say goodbye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye,
great
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
And
take care.
Thanks, Amanda. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.